gorgeous? Does that funk have you feeling stuck? Have you questioning your purpose, or even yet having you asking if your best years are behind you? Girl, you have zero obligation to stay in that funk. This podcast is for women who want to get the funk out of here, who want to play bigger, ask for more, and step out of mediocrity. Imagine a life filled with lots of energy, excitement, and filled with funk instead of that funk. This is the Unfunk Your Mind podcast. I'm your host, Crystal. Let's go. Hey, ladies. Welcome back to the podcast. Before we dive in, I want to share something personal. This will be my last episode for a while. I'm taking a step back to reflect and pivot, figuring out the direction I want this podcast to take. When I started Unfunk Your Mind, it was just a fun project, a chance to learn something new. But along the way, it became so much more. It helped me unfunk my mind. Through this journey, I've embraced faith, shifted my focus from looking outward to looking upward, and turned inward to uncover some profound truths. I've learned that to truly unfunk yourself, you have to engage with life and build a relationship with the Creator. You have to live for something much bigger than yourself. Faith taught me that the best way to unfunk yourself is to step outside of yourself, deny yourself, lose yourself, find people to help, love those who need love, and share your gifts freely. In that giving, I discovered true peace and rest. My hope for you is this: take action to unfunk yourself with intention. Partner with the author of your life. Let him guide you. After all, no one knows Harry Potter better than J.K. Rowling, and no one knows you better than your Creator. So take action, go for him, do for others, stay hopeful, and spread lots of love. With that, let's dive into December's action assignment. From the bottom of my heart, thank you to everyone who has downloaded and listened to this podcast. If you want to stay connected, visit my website at www.unfunkyourmind.com and sign up for my email list to grab free journal prompts. All right, let's jump into the episode. So I was sitting at the local car wash, waiting for my car to get clean, and found myself completely mesmerized. I couldn't stop watching the employees, how fast they moved, how seamlessly they worked together. It was like a choreographed dance. They zipped from car to car, left to right, right to left, each with a specific task. As soon as one car was spotless, the next one rolled right into its place, and the rhythm started again. Their secret? They stick to a side-to-side flow, and by working wide, they're able to clean more cars, make more money, and keep things moving faster. And that's where inspiration struck. Welcome to your December action assignment. It's time to go wide. Think about the width of your life. Maybe you're feeling all funked up because you're not where you want to be. You're dreaming of playing bigger in the world, but maybe you haven't stretched far enough to grab what's already waiting for you in your life's width. So let's unfunk that mindset. Start moving wide and watch the magic happen. Instead of climbing the ladder to your next big goal, leaping towards some far-off destination, or hoping to hit the jackpot, take a moment to look around. Are there opportunities right in front of you that you're overlooking because your eyes are fixed on a future goal? Take, for example, a story about a woman who drives for Uber. Her dream is to go one day on a mission trip. But instead of getting stuck wishing and waiting for that day to arrive, she's embracing the width of her life. She's going wide by spreading love and kindness to every passenger who steps into her car. In her own way, she's already on a mission, sharing light and connection one Uber ride at a time. Or think back to the days of our ancestors. They didn't have planes, cars, or buses. They traveled on foot. And eventually, they noticed the animals around them. They could help carry them or their supplies. They didn't stroll into grocery stores. They hunted, fished, and gathered food using resources immediately available. The lesson here? They thrived using what was within reach. Today, flashy distractions constantly tempt us to dream bigger, aim higher, and chase more, which is great. But sometimes the most powerful action you can take is to go wide. Right here, right now. Use the resources and opportunities around you to build a strong foundation. Going wide might just be the key to going bigger. Max out the resources right where you are. At work, give it your all. Help train the new people. Volunteer for that task no one else wants to touch. And show up as the go-to person. Want more income? Start by exploring opportunities already within your reach. Sure, dreaming of becoming the next president is great, but the steps to get there start wide. Get involved in your city council, attend town hall meetings, or take on small leadership roles. By taking these side-to-side actions, you'll naturally climb your own ladder, reach your mountaintop, or get closer to your North Star. Looking for more friends? Don't wait for some magical retreat or big event to connect with people. Your new best friend might be right in your orbit, just a conversation away. If you go to the gym or yoga class, muster the courage to invite someone for a coffee or a hike. Do you attend church? Ask someone to join you for a movie or a lunch. Or are you a sports mom? Perhaps while your kids are practicing, suggest grabbing dinner or walking around the track where they're practicing. The key is to look within the width of your life and take action. Those friendships are closer than you think. Remember that old school video game Cubert? The cute little monster would hop from cube to cube, changing colors, dodging obstacles, and trying to level up. The goal wasn't just to reach the top of the pyramid. It was about jumping on every cube to discover something new, change the cube to a new light. Maybe your funk comes from skipping too many cubes. You're racing to the top, but have you fully explored what's around you? Sometimes the answer isn't up. It's a hop to the left or to the right to light up a new part of your life. Jumping to new cubes might mean trying an activity you've never done, discovering a hobby you adore, or even figuring out what you don't like. And that's just as valuable. Some of us have lost touch with who we are because we've given so much to our parents, kids, or work. For instance, you might think you're easygoing or you've labeled yourself as such. But maybe you've actually become indifferent, coasting throughout life without really engaging. It's time to unfunk yourself and embrace your Cubert moves. Jump to new cubes. Light up your life with new colors. Explore the width of your life and rediscover you. Move like that car wash team, side to side, tackling new things or discovering new thoughts. By going wide, you might realize you're already playing big in your life and making an impact in the world. It's amazing how shifting your focus to what's around you can open your eyes to the progress you've already made. In your quest to become the woman you're meant to be, you might discover just how far you've come. This perspective shift can spark gratitude as you embrace what's within reach, instead of always straining for what's ahead. Goals are incredible, but for some, they can feel paralyzing, too big, too overwhelming. If that's you, don't give up on your dreams. Just widen your arms to receive what's already around you. Sometimes life requires a lane change, from the left lane to the right lane, from the right lane to the left lane, to create new opportunities for movement and action. I often hear stories of people who explored the width of their lives and rediscovered passions they thought were long gone. Like the woman who cleaned out her attic and stumbled upon her old art easel, reigniting her love for painting. Or the person who found a forgotten guitar and remembered how much they enjoyed songwriting. Or the pair of dusty dance shoes that inspired someone to switch careers and become a dance instructor. These treasures aren't always far off. They're often right in your own house, your community, or even your state. Stop wishing to move up to have more and start moving side to side, flipping over those rocks and uncovering the treasures waiting for you. Here's the thing. Go wide and look up. Instead of always trying to jump up, focus on love, focus on bearing fruit, and you'll naturally discover your gifts and unfunk your mind. Instead of obsessing over climbing your life ladder, look at the zone you're in now. Explore its width, what's available to you, what's within reach. Don't spend all your energy lusting after what isn't ready for you. Maybe it's just not ready for you yet. Life is rich when you use and enjoy what's already been given to you. Think of it this way. If I'm an orange tree, I'm not concerned about how tall I am. I'm focused on how wide my branches grow and how much fruit I can bear. The fruit doesn't just serve me, it feeds others too. True abundance isn't about height or climbing the highest. It's about bearing enough fruit to share. Maybe abundance is grabbing everything that's been provided in the width of your life right now and putting it to use and sharing. Stop straining for what's out of reach. It's not that you shouldn't aim for the stars, because you'll get there eventually. But the secret is in going wide first. You were created with a purpose, designed to thrive in the now. The opportunities, the connection, the growth, it's all available to you right now. Slide over, grab hold of what's waiting for you, and start embracing the magic within your reach. Okay, ladies, happy holidays. As we step into the new year, let's make it the year to unfunk your mind and embrace action. Love others, share your gifts boldly, and open your eyes to all the treasures within your reach. These are not passive things. These are verbs. Love. Go boldly. Ladies, take notice of the abundance already in your life. It's been there all along, waiting for you to grab hold and make it shine. Okay, ladies, it's time to unfunk your mind. Let's go.
Hi, ladies. Thanks for tuning into my mom's podcast, but I wanted to let you know she is not a doctor, not a psychologist, but just my mom, encouraging you to get back to the basics with lots of action. Oh, and to help you, unfunk your mind.
Before you go, Superwoman, I'd love it if you took a little action for me, like subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. Also, share the episode with a friend. And as a thank you, hit up my website, unfunkyourmind.com. That's right, unfunkyourmind.com, to grab free journal prompts. Okay, ladies, now is the time to go unfunk your mind. Play bigger and ask for more. Open the door to possibility and cancel playing small. So get up and go.